The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Yes, yes, yes.
We're live.
Back. We're back and we're staying.
We made it.
God, we lived through Christmas.
We made it.
Good morning, everybody.
Well, don't say we got through. Okay.
Oh, no. I said we lived through. Lived through. There's a difference. Okay. Hey,
yeah.
Today, the 27th of December, we're quickly running out of 2023. 7:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, Caring Compassion Community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Ben's at the helm with Dana, our newest producer. Yes, we have producers. We have producers. I asked for producers, and I got a whole bunch of producers. So Dana's joining us, and we'll talk to him at some point next week or next year.
Good morning, Ben.
Hi, Ben.
Good morning.
Did you have a good time at Christmas?
I did.
Or
great
did
Christmas.
You have a good Christmas?
How was yours?
You know what? It was hectic, but we really had a good time. Actually, we're going to talk about it in a couple minutes, but thank you for asking.
Yeah, thank you for
asking.
Is there
a special day out there?
Yes, it is National Fruitcake Day.
No.
Did we say fruit?
Yeah, fruitcake.
National Fruitcake.
That was really a big deal. Your mother's era.
Well, my mom could give me a fruitcake and five years later, I'd still have it. And it would go around the family. It's as gone as far as Germany and as far south as the Tex-Mex border.
It's
gone as far east as Okinawa. Oh, no, we would send it around. Nobody would ever touch it. No, you do not eat
those.
Them.
Oh, okay. Because I was going to say, they do have holding power.
Yeah,
I don't know what they, you know, maybe they're actually on a tree someplace from 2010.
Maybe.
Somebody like made them into ornaments.
National
fruit. And they're still good.
They're good. That, not only that, they're good for doorstops. And once
Frisky.
I saw one used in a bar fight. Except
not my mom's fruitcake.
The police said it was a deadly weapon. So anyway.
Oh my God, I can just see it.
Okay. What's the weather look like there, Linda Bott?
All right, you guys. Hey, showers and patchy fog today with a high of 51. Looks like we have a 100% chance of precipitation, maybe up to 1 inch possible, with showers and patchy fog, and our overnight lows of 49. Tomorrow, Thursday, calls for showers with high of 56 and overnight lows of 48. Friday is calling for showers after 10, mostly cloudy with a high near 58, with a little bit of winds, maybe 6 miles in the afternoon, not a big deal, but chance of precipitation is about 60%. I always like these chance precipitations in these reads, right? Like, well, maybe it's a chance. So, you know, that moves from day to day. So showers on Friday with a high 48 and your overnight lows Friday night of 55, which is moderate. And Saturday, once again, chance of showers with a high of 45. And Sunday, chance of showers with a high of 55. So we're in that weather, but it doesn't look like
and
it's
New
freezing
Year's
temperatures.
Day. New Year's Day.
New Year's Day, slight chance of showers, mostly sunny with a high near 57, because I know we're going to go to Garden of Lights if we could at 5 o'clock, first part of New Year's Eve. We'll see. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, our friends in Anderson. What a beautiful, you know, when you drive by there, talk about, you know, they care about their business. You can just feel the love that they put in through the generations at Shasta Gas Propane. Bringing you where our customers are warm friends. 365-3793.
Okay.
Where do you want to go?
Well, it's just, unlike other people who share their Christmases on Facebook, we took off last week, and as you know, to head to New Mexico to see the kids. And I realized I am really, truly a Redding mouse. We're a small-town mouse that goes into a big-time city, and the big-time mice, they're, you know, on the roads, I mean, they may be really nice people, but the people in Albuquerque, New Mexico, when they're driving, I mean, it is performance art. I mean, you're out there.
And Las
and
Vegas.
You got your blinker light on, you look, and, you know, look all around you, say, okay, we can
crazy.
Make that change. And here comes a car like 70 miles an hour down a 45 mile
yeah.
an hour, street and just cuts across three lanes of traffic and
yep.
zips through you.
And that's
and
common.
They're drinking their coffee, they're smoking their cigarette, and they're on the phone. So. Once you get used to that, then you're okay. But had a great time with the kids.
Well, let's talk a little bit about that. Let's talk a little bit about how we, where, what we've, the airlines are so different now. So
oh, wow.
we flew,
wow.
you know, actually everything was on time, so we had 1 hour delay, so we didn't.
No, that was on the way back.
Yeah, but with, in the big picture. We flew on Spirit Airlines first time.
Yeah, and let me tell you about Spirit Airlines, my friends. When they say it's no frills, believe them. Believe them.
No,
because
the seat does not go back.
The seat doesn't go back. But here's for me, this is the best thing. This is new equipment. I mean, new planes. The plane is immaculate. The seats are, you know, kind of high-tech. I mean, you don't want to fly to Europe in them, but, you know, for hops, they're great. The other thing is they were very efficient, but bring your water, bring your snacks.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, they don't offer them, I guess. Or maybe you can buy them.
And you have to pay for your
bags. You have to pay for your bags.
Yes.
I mean, so I got a, you know, so they said, well, you know, you got to pay $100 for each one of your check-on bags. Ooh, okay. Or we have this deal where you can do these blah, blah, blah. So I took the deal. Got two bags checked. Now, usually your carry-on. You have to pay for your carry-on. So watch out, because if you don't pay, and you get up in there and they said you haven't paid for that carry-on,
mm-hmm.
you get out of line,
right.
I assume, and mm-hmm. then you either pay for it or it goes underneath, and that's another $100. So you just pay the $48.
Right.
But here's the thing. You want a trip that leaves on time, gets there, the people in the plane are efficient and friendly, and Spirit Airlines does it.
Yeah. So we took Spirit Airlines, and one of
back.
The things we want to talk
yeah.
about, why we were there, something that was really like a momentous occasion, was going on what they call the world's largest and longest tram. And, Carl, I think you probably did it back in the 70s or something. You said something that you don't remember quite.
No, in the 80s.
Okay.
When I lived in New Mexico, the tram was there. And it is the world's longest tram. At least it was, and they still think it is. But it goes up to the top of Sandia Peak. It's a gondola.
10,348 feet.
Yeah, but you start at 5,000 because Albuquerque is a mile high at 5,000 feet. And then you go up the additional 5,000 feet. And you can tell, you know,
yeah.
when you get up there, and it used to have a ski lift and all that up
still
there.
Still does.
But it has the ski lift, but nobody's running them because of COVID and lack of snow.
There was snow up there, and there were snowshoers
yeah.
and hikers. And I can't believe, you know, because I can only tell you that it's hard to look down because let me tell you something. You were literally in a gondola, maybe with 25 people?
Yeah. About 25.
25 people on a gondola that is going in these beautiful, you know, I just can't believe, you know, it's another one of those man-made feats. And then you get up on top, they have a restaurant, beautiful restaurant, or people up there, and I thought, oh, there's no way I'm going to have any alcohol, but what did I have? Coffee and Bailey's, because it was so cold. We're up high, and it was beautiful what you got to see up there, and thinking about you had like a stone house that was built up there in the 20s for the...
I'm not sure what it was, but it's been in
Army
several...
Army Corps of Engineers, yeah, I think, built it.
Yeah, and it's had several movies filmed around that. And, I mean, it's got a beautiful view. I mean, it overlooks everything. And you can drive up on the Sandia from the back way there on roads. It takes you all the way up there.
But they talk about, you know, what's happened with, you know, the Ice Age and the dinosaurs and, you know, how Earth moved. And so, you know, it was educational as well. But that was really fascinating. So if you're ever in Albuquerque, please do the tram.
It's called the Sandia Tram. I think it's like $25. It's worth it to go up there. And I mean, it's totally safe. They double do everything up there. It runs on two cables, and if one cable snapped, which has never happened, the other one can take the whole load easily.
Well, let's talk about the wheels are probably the size of the station, and they do bring people over from Switzerland to make sure, you know, because
they come out and do they do all the checks on it every year and all this. Yeah, it's safe. Anyway, and Albuquerque, since I lived there, has just exploded.
Mm-hmm.
The amount of crime there is unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
Our kids live up on the Mesa, which is different. But downtown Albuquerque is one of those places. There's a whole lot of places there. We've seen fences around some of our properties here. Everything down there in certain areas are fenced. I mean, everything. Houses have bars on their windows, on their doors. Yeah, you don't want to live there.
But as we take a break, ultimately, it was nice that everybody in the airport, people were kind.
You know, everybody
people
was.
Were kind.
Yep. And on
I think if you smile and you say, how you doing
to TSA.
Any of those people, that they appreciate it.
When we come back, I'm going to tell you a secret about
the
TSA.
The biggest fluff you ever had in your life.
Yes, you're going to have to have. I'm going to tell you a secret about TSA that will make your life easier that I learned this time. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by one of our favorite sponsors, Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank is a local bank. That's why the banks around here, we've done business with other banks, and they're good banks. But Cornerstone kind of is that cheers of banks. When you walk in, somebody says, hi, Carl. And, have you bounced the other check? No, not this time. So, they opened 16, 17 years ago, and they've been moving local dreams forward since the day they opened.
They do great work.
They are.
Great community members.
Yeah, learn more at bankcornerstone.com. All right, we'll be right back.
Moving out. I'm moving out.
Versatile Kubota VX Series subcompact tractor does it all. Switching attachments is simple, and a smooth hydrostatic transmission makes for easy operation. The Kubota VX Series, rated number one in durability and owner experience. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Hi, this is Chelsea with NorCal Tractor and Equipment. You do it all, we do it local.
Christmas lights do more than glitter and glow. They represent a gift of love given a long time ago. This holiday season, join Historic Haws Farms on a magical journey through Lights on the Farm, presented by the award-winning light designers at Reading Lights. Climb aboard Haws Express Railways or travel by country-covered wagons through a spectacular interactive holiday light show where childhood memories and family traditions come alive. Enjoy a simple country Christmas with cocoa, candy apples, carolers, and a visit with Santa. And as a very special gift from Greg and Nicola Haws, every Thursday night, children 12 and under are free, with special discount pricing for seniors and veterans every Sunday. It's the Haws family way of saying thank you and Merry Christmas. Limited tickets are available, so hurry. Reserve your tickets today at historichawsfarms.com and make a memory. Start a new tradition with your family at Historic Haws Farms Lights on the Farm, where they've been celebrating the holidays for over 150 years.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson. And find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Happy holidays from our Home Helpers family to yours. At Home Helpers, we are proud to help your loved ones celebrate this holiday season from the safety and comfort of their own homes. We are equally proud of the men and women who can't be with us. To the bravest among us, far from home serving our country this holiday season, to all members of the military in all branches, past and present, and those who made the ultimate sacrifice. With respect, gratitude, and love, we thank you. Happy holidays from all of us at Home Helpers. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love brings you home.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Reading. with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio right here in River City, Reading. Today, the 27th of December, 7:20 in the morning, as we quickly run out of 2023, and this portion of the show is brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. How about starting your 2024
Absolutely.
With a clean windshield
Yes.
when it's been repaired.
No chips, no cracks.
Nothing. Jeff Wurst is the master of windshields. We call him the windshield master. We could call him the windshield whisperer, I guess. Whether it's a small chip or a crack up to and over 24 inches in length, Jeff can fix it. You can't see it. He guarantees his work for life. It's a veteran-owned business. It's locally owned, locally operated. We use them. Our friends use them. Everybody's happy. For a free inspection and analysis, go to 3208 South Market Street or give them a call at 530-241-8373 for an appointment. And I'm going to tell you my TSA secret.
All right.
There I am in line in Sacramento. I was going to wear my cowboy boots, but as you know, when you get to the airport, you got to take everything off. They strip search you. Belts, everything. Well, hats. Vest. Then you got to go through that little suntan machine.
Yeah.
You know, when you put your hands up, and then it goes around you, and then if you're Linda, you turn around and get the other side. No. The gentleman in front of me, the lady was so nice, and she says, "Hey, sir, for people 75 or over, you can go through the short line and don't have to do that. Just walk through it." And he did it, and I looked at her, and I said, "I want to go through the short line." She says, "It's for people that are 75. I said, "I'm 75. She says, "No, you're not."
And you have
I,
any,
and I said,
"Do you have any heart?
Do you have a
pacemaker or any metal in your body?"
And I said, "The only thing metal I have is twisted steel and sex appeal." At which time, Linda left me, and you know, and went through a different line.
And major eye rolled.
Major eye rolls, and I got to walk through. So
yes,
if you're 75, now I'm thinking you don't even have to take your shoes off with that, and if that was the case, and in fact they said, "Well, for cowboy boots, you may give a
the metal in
them, or something like that." Anyway, there's your secret. If you're a certain age, you've lived this long, go through the short line.
Yeah.
All right. Now, last week, this past weekend, of course, we were gone, but the weekend before, the Record Searchlight had the year in pictures, and if you remember, I went off on a rant about their coverage of the Israeli-Hamas war. It's not Israeli-Palestinian war. It's Israeli-Hamas. Every picture portrayed a Palestinian family or children or something like this. There wasn't one picture of Israelis that had been killed or areas destroyed or any of that. And if you remember, I went off on it, as I should have. Well, this week, they printed an apology, Record Searchlight, and I applaud them for that, saying that they had heard from their readers that last week's handling of the Israeli-Hamas war and their photos was wrong. They didn't have both sides. It didn't live up to their journalistic standards, and they were sorry. Well, I appreciate that. I appreciate you said that, but it didn't. It wasn't fair. It wasn't balanced. It wasn't anything except on one side.
Do you think it's easy
I think they get it from the USA.
I'm just asking. Yeah. Wait, let me finish my thought. Okay. Do you think it's easy to give a balanced opinion or coverage in a war?
Yeah, it is. You just tell what happened. You tell the facts and all this. The facts are is Hamas came into this country, came into Israel, slaughtered all these people, took hostages. What they did to the women, when your pelvis, okay, I'm not going to get into specifics, but what they did to the women hostages and the women that during that attack was horrendous. Was horrendous. And there's people out there going, oh, it wasn't Hamas's fault. Yeah, you don't act like that. You're an animal. You're a barbarian. You're not even a barbarian. You are an animal at that point. And the way you eradicate that is you hunt them down like you would rats in a barn and you eliminate them. I'm sorry. I don't, you know, people go, oh, that's pretty graphic. Well, that's what happens. When you get people to act like that, oh, tell me. What would you do?
Now, didn't you say that when you were in the Serbian war that you saw these kind of atrocities?
Yes, you could see these. And so it's not just – no race or religion has the corner on being barbaric. No, no. The town of Srebrenica during the Serbian-Croatian war. Serb forces came in there, something like 8 to 12,000, 10 to 12,000 men and boys, I think from age like 15 up to age 65, were loaded into trucks, taken off and never seen again. They found the mass graves later. They put them in caves, blew up the caves. And rape was one of the ways of, that was one of their methods of war, rape. Because they knew they were Muslim women, they were Croatian, or, you know, in that group, if they were going to have, you know, this way, they impregnated them with a Serbian. Mm-hmm. Oh, no, that's what I'm saying. And I hate to talk about this, it's Christmas and all that. But what I meant to say was, and I did, was that the Record Searchlight apologized and said, you know, it wasn't up to our standards. And I applaud Record Searchlight. Ready?
Yeah, yeah. Hey, I want to... you know, in Las Vegas, this is changing the subject. In Las Vegas, they're expecting a really big surge of weddings on New Year's Eve, and here's why. If those, of you, who, like, think about numbers or think about variations of numbers, like 1-1 or whatever, 31-31, okay. So, because what's going to happen on New Year's Eve is it's 12, 31, 23. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3.
Well.
12, 31, 23. It's a pattern. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3.
Well, it's not January 1st. Or New Year's Eve, yes.
Yeah, New Year's Eve.
That would be.
It's a specialty date. So there'll be a surge on
December
weddings.
December 31st.
Yes.
Yeah, you're right. Okay.
Just
is that why? Because I saw the headline on that.
Yeah, I just said because it's a specialty date, there's going to be a surge of weddings happening in Las Vegas on New Year's Eve. Anyway, I just thought that was kind of interesting.
We got married on New Year's Day.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, we're almost there. 32 years. 32 years. Wow.
Well, if you add up... Never mind. Never mind, we're not saying anything like that. Okay. Okay, so
if you work together,
Michigan. Let's talk about Michigan and Trump.
Okay. The Michigan Supreme Court said, guess what? Trump, it can be on the ballot. It's ridiculous not to have him on the ballot because of political reasons, and that's the whole thing that Colorado did. They brought up some stuff that was just not even – the lawyers are still trying to figure it out. So they reject the bid to oust Trump from the ballot, and I'm thinking – I heard Newsom say he didn't support that, it probably won't get any further than this. So – this whole thing is such a mess. You know, Trump running against Biden again, and I'll just say this is
I think there's going to be a switcheroony.
I think
there's going to be a switcheroony at the very end.
We should
right towards
I've
like
gotta go
a
to
month
Las Vegas.
Before.
We got to go to Las Vegas. They put odds on everything and see what the odds are. Ben, Get on the Las Vegas boards for betting and see what the odds are for Biden running for president in 2024. Okay? See what the odds are. And then see who the next group is after him, or see who the candidates are. Because I will bet you there is money out there right now, lots of money being bet on this, if Biden is going to run again, no matter what he says. And then also check and see what the odds are of Trump being the candidate. All right. Dana's in there. Dana's just, turn me loose.
Let me
out. Put me in, Coach. Right. Put me in.
We got, do you want to know now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's 7:30. We got to take a break.
We're going to tell everybody when we come back.
Okay, on the break.
All right. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. I hope you went down there and scored.
Well, and if not, you know, this is their 30th anniversary, 20% off the month of December. And maybe it's one of those things where you did a promise note to your significant other and said, let's go together.
Promise
note. Let's go together. And yeah. And some people want to do that. They don't want somebody to, you know, pick out a special stone that they may be wearing the rest of their life. So well, whatever it is, head on out to Four Winds Jewelry located at 2225 Hilltop Drive in Reading. We'll be right back.
What keeps the planet spinning? The force from the beginning. Love.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Shout out to Reading Rancheria. Appreciate you guys for all your help. With the help that you guys gave us, we were able to stick around, retain some of our employees, and make sure all the customers got what they needed. Thank you guys.
Hi there. Us here at the Post Office Saloon would like to thank the Reading Rancheria for supporting us and our community through the COVID pandemic.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
This holiday season, join the all-new tradition of lights and festivities for the entire family at Reading Garden of Lights.
Taking place November 17th through January 7th at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens.
At the Sundial Bridge in Reading, California.
Explore over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens featuring over 1 million lights. Plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more.
Reading Garden of Lights, presented by Mercy Medical Center, Reading.
Learn more at turtlebay.org.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson has teamed up with KCNR for Operation Holiday Salutes to thank our veterans and those currently serving in the military for their service. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage features one-of-a-kind decorations, ornaments, wreaths, and garlands, vintage glassware and table settings, paintings, jewelry, sports memorabilia, and collectibles along with toys and treasures in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273. Open Wednesday through Saturday, 10 to 6, Sunday, noon to 5, and Monday, 10 to 6.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
We'd like to thank the Reading Rancheria for all their community support, including the bike shop, They do so much for our community, and we're beyond grateful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rancheria. You are the ones we can always count on to help us out in tough times. They're the people that have always been there for us, much more so than anyone else in our community. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Underbot. Good morning, everybody. The 27th of December, 7:35 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Hey, maybe having starting off next year with insurance. and another look at your retirement plans. You can do them both at Maxwell Insurance and Financial, two separate divisions under one roof. And Judy's been doing this since 1993, helping veterans, seniors, families, and business owners. And she knows what she's doing, as do her people. So for a free review and evaluation, give them a call at 530-221-0441. Now, when we left, we were saying, what are the odds, really, from Las Vegas of Biden running, and then who's the next candidates and all that, and then Trump also, about Trump being on the ticket. Okay, Ben?
I'm not entirely sure what these numbers mean. We got Donald Trump at 11 over 8.
11 to 8 that he's going to run.
Joe Biden, 15-8.
What?
Joe Biden at 15-8.
15-8 that he's going to run?
Yeah.
Okay.
Nikki Haley, 15 over 2.
Okay.
Should I just say 15-2-2?
It just means that you bet 15 to win 2. You bet $15 to win $2. I mean, you know, okay.
Gavin Newsom's at 10-1.
Yeah. Yep. 10-1.
And we got Ron DeSantis at 40-1.
40-1. Wow. So they're saying Haley's got a better chance than DeSantis, that Trump's the leader and Biden's the leader. So they're still saying Biden's going to run, huh?
Yeah.
Well, let's give that another month. We'll be checking this monthly. So, okay, thank you. Hey, you know, a teacher in Palm Springs asked his middle school kids, what do you give, what kind of presents, because this is his age, do you gift 30-somethings, 30-year-old people?
How old were the kids?
The kids are in middle school.
Okay.
Okay.
What should you gift 30-year-olds?
Yeah, what should you gift them? Okay. A bottle of wine and hip implants. With a smiley face on.
Oh my God.
Panera gift card. People in their 30s love soup. You get them old people candles that smell like home or back then.
Oh my.
Wrinkle God. Creams, a heated blanket because their muscles would be hurting. A coffee mug that says, don't talk to me till I've had my coffee, because they're all coffee obsessed millennials. Now, these are kids in middle school.
7th and 8th grade, folks.
Yep. But are they wrong? This one says, I honestly love soup and candles, and I'm 36, this one comment was. Not the thinking all those gifts, not me thinking all those gifts sounds amazing. The teacher told the magazine he'd been teaching 7th grade for 11th years, and I am honestly not that fazed by the students' responses. He said they made him laugh and humble him daily, which is why he continues to love his job. So, there you go. Now, looking for a little fear in your life? You know how earlier this year they wanted to do away with gas cooking stoves, you know, the gas stoves people cook on.
Mm.
And the pushback was tremendous.
Mm-hmm.
So, we were just thinking about it, and they took it off the table, but they didn't. They didn't. What they're doing is rewriting regulations, so it makes it harder and harder and harder to be able to use that gas stove. So they've got a second regulatory attack on stoves, this time in the form of new DOE efficiency standards. Now, it isn't just gas stoves. Dishwashers may already be the most overregulated appliance in history, having been subjected to four rounds of successively tighter limits on the amount of energy and water they use. This is why it takes 2 hours to do
a load
of dishes. And up from 1 hour from models predating this. And the cleaning performance, as people have probably noticed on new ones, are not as good. It's, you know, it's, even though it says, oh, you don't have to rinse them, that's just not true. You have to rinse them first or afterwards after you get them out of the dishwasher and many times. What's that do to save water? It doesn't. So they have new proposals to make the requirements even more stringent. Air conditioners. You ready for this?
Oh, my. Okay. I just want to say. No. Hey, we just bought.
You know how much Freon cost?
We just bought.
How much Freon
cost? Oh, yeah. Well,
it's like $68 a gallon or something.
We
like
just
that,
bought.
If you can find it.
A small, you know, because our home is older. So one part of the house does not have heating and air conditioning. So we have a wall unit. Now, the wall unit was put in, unless you've been in the house now 17 years. The wall unit was probably a couple years old. That the guy who was doing the work around the house said, I have this unit. So that's what went into the wall. So, I mean, as soon as you turn it on, it went, and it was
air
just,
conditioning.
It blew out great air. It blew out great heat. So the heater unit went out, and Mom and Dad were coming here. So we went and bought a new unit at Lowe's.
No,
and
was it? Home Depot.
Okay, Home Depot.
Because
it's
the only one that has it.
You bought it. And it's supposed to be heating, air conditioning. Heating is supposed to go up to 86. So we have it installed. We turn it on. And that 86 feels like, I mean, when you get right up to it, it's warm. But as it hits the room, it cools. And I'm sure that they're saying that this is the whole new.
Part of it is the size of the room and all that. Anyway.
Well, the other one worked. What are you talking about? The other one worked that was 20-some years old. Instantly.
A new DOE efficiency standard that took effect in 2023 is boosting the installed cost of a new unit by 1,000 or more, and climate change measures coming from the EPA in 2024 will raise both the cost of refrigeration needed to repair existing systems while further increasing prices for new models. The new climate, adding insult to injury, the new climate-friendly air conditioners should be introduced that also come with increased flammability risk. So, air conditioning. Okay, what's the next one? Furnaces. No two homes are exactly alike, but it makes sense to allow a wide variety of furnaces to the market. DOE doesn't see that and was recently finalized efficiency standards for furnaces effectively outlaws the kind of natural gas furnaces that make the most sense. So. Oh, washing machines. This is your favorite. Washing machines have also endured tighter and tighter water and energy limits in 94, 2004, 2007, 2015, 2018. They now use so little water that homeowners have had to improvise to get clothes clean. Some have learned to add a bucket or two of water mid-cycle to improve performance. Mold accumulation, which was never a problem before the regulators got into it, is now common, can cause bad odors and staining of clothes. Now, the old Kenmore? Is that what you have?
You would put me on the, no.
It's from Sears.
It's a 93.
Yeah, model. And
both of them.
And they work great. And one time when something minor happened, the guy came out and he fixed it and he goes, hey, you should keep these for as long as you can. He says, you could buy a brand new one right now and this one would still outperform it and last longer.
My mother has bought the new front load. I think in the last 10 years, she's had three. I've got this old 93 and I love it and I won't get rid of it.
Just chugs along.
And if it has to be fixed again, so be it, you know, little things here and there, but.
I may go out to junkyards just to find them so I can get parts. I can harvest parts off them so we can have
like
them.
The old air conditioning unit the wall was better than what we have.
If you're still looking for reasons to question this administration, these are just four right here. they're coming after your, they came after your stove. Now they're coming after your washing machine. Hey, is there no relief? This portion of the show.
Yeah, I want to talk about that when we get back. And there's five things you need to know: Gaza, immigration, China, hospital care, and Apple Watch.
Let me tell
you some of the headlines
about
today.
Immigration. I'm glad we're going to talk about immigration. There is no such thing as immigration. We have open borders, so you just swarm. You swarm across the border, and that's okay with Joe. But this portion of the show is brought to you by NorCal Tractor and Equipment for all your Kubota needs. Tractors, side-by-sides, backhoe, skid steers, they've got everything. They have it all there. You do it all. They do it local. At NorCal Tractor and Equipment, it's locally owned, locally operated, young family. They're really big into Toys for Tots and other things. They are just good people. 2540 Gateway Drive in Anderson. Give them a call at 530-221-6800. And we'll be right back.
Whether you're born in country or the country lifestyle was born in you, celebrate Christmas country style at the Christmas celebration of the decade at historic Haas Farms, a country Christmas playground where folks gather to play as hard as they work. All ages invited and all are welcome. Catch a ride on a country covered wagon or the mighty Haas Express and view lights on the farm. Warm yourself by glowing fires, roast s'mores, sip cocoa, and enjoy the friendship and freedom that these country folks have enjoyed for over 150 years. Let the kids loose to enjoy all the rides from go-karts to roller coasters. Ice skate for as long as you like, free, thanks to Haas Ranch and Farm Supply. Reserve your ticket to ride today at historichaasfarms.com or simply head out to Haas Farms and yell, "Merry Christmas." They'll know what you need. And have a very Merry Christmas from Greg and Nicola Haas.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Hello, I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we would like to take a moment to thank our veterans and the brave men and women who are currently serving in the armed forces. At the McConnell Foundation, our mission is to help build better communities through philanthropy. We value excellence and integrity, using our personnel, facilities, and financial resources to create and support positive change. We are honored to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world: family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air. Welcome back.
Good morning.
Leave for a couple of days, huh, Ben?
All right.
Crack that
like we're going to have about, well, it's going to be raining today. 100% showers and patchy fog today with a high of 51.
Of course it's going to be raining. It's going to go out to the horse.
And the overnight lows of 49. More of our weather update at the 8 o'clock hour. Okay, five things that you need to know. But first we go to a couple thank yous. Thank you to our guest host while we were gone, Sue McClain. Doesn't she always does the most beautiful job in the mornings? But she's just a great show host.
She's a great person to have on your team.
Yeah, I agree. 100%. And
yay, Sue.
Yeah, and also Trish.
Trish always comes
has her
through.
Own fan base.
Yeah, she does. And then if she's not there, I mean, I hear from people going, I just love Patrice being on, and how she carries the show. I know. It's true. Okay, what are the five things? Anyway, thank you very much, y'all.
Absolutely. Okay, well, the number one.
And Trish may be back tomorrow. Tomorrow's Thursday.
I hope so.
Yeah.
Number one is Gaza. Israel's defense minister says the country is in a multi-arena war.
Yeah, seven. They're looking at maybe war on seven fronts here, Iran, Syria, Lebanon, and all this. So, yeah, it's heating up.
All right. Number two is immigration. You wanted to talk about more than 11,000 migrants are waiting in shelters and camps in Mexico, hoping to enter the U.S. as the nation grapples with the unprecedented surge at the southern border.
Let's just talk about that. More than 242 migrants in November at the southern border, making it the third busiest month in U.S. history. There's chaos, lawlessness at the borders. The cartels are charging people. Here's my question is, how come Somalis and Ethiopians and all these other people that are coming in from other countries, how do they get here? Who's paying for it? Anyway, just something to think about. The first 2 months, to put this in perspective, the first 2 months of this fiscal year, we've seen total nationwide encounters exceed 300,000 in 2 months. That's the equivalent of the entire fiscal year 2020 in the Trump administration. They set a record for total nationwide encounters in fiscal year 22. They broke that in 2023. And now in fiscal year 2024, they are on pace to break over with 3.6 million total nationwide encounters. They have apprehended in the first 35 months 1,000 illegal aliens on the FBI terror screening database. Tens of thousands of special interest aliens that we know from countries that sponsor, harbor, and facilitate terrorism, as well as over 25,000 Chinese nationals, single adult males. Majority of them are military age. And that is in addition to that, we've had over 1.8 million known getaways. Not only that, I saw something the other day where a woman was given her date to appear in court, and it was 2032. It's almost 10 years away. She's had two kids by then. She's got her own reality show. I mean, we have totally lost control of the border. And if you tell me that Joe Biden doesn't know about this and is not encouraging it and all this stuff, you're wrong. If he doesn't, then that man needs to have a cognitive test.
And they're acting like,
let's go down to Mexico and tell them to start holding them again like they did under Trump. I mean, it is ridiculous. Okay. I'm okay now.
Well, according to this, it says the federal government has deported or returned more than 445,000 migrants since last May and has closed ports of entry in multiple states, shifting resources to process migrants waiting in the U.S. Still, many migrants at a shelter in Eagle Pass, Texas. Now, you know, while we were on vacation, and we can't mention things, but we heard a lot of dirt.
About
these camps.
Oh, yeah.
These migrant camps.
From people that have seen the camps and worked the camps. And anyway. Okay, let's move on to...
Number three, China. President. called The Reunification of Taiwan with China Inevitable in a speech on Tuesday. Taking control of Taiwan, a cornerstone of his goal to elevate China's power and stature globally, has made similar comments before, but they're especially relevant now, just weeks before Taiwan is set to choose a new president in a highly consequential election.
Well, China, of course, wants Taiwan. The only reason they haven't taken it was because of the U.S. I mean, who else is going to stop them? Okay.
Number four, hospital care. Private equity firms have been taking over hospitals, nursing homes, and other healthcare delivery systems in recent years, and a new study finds the trend is making care riskier for patients. Researchers examined how often patients experience certain adverse outcomes at hospitals before they were brought by private equity firms and after, and found that rates at hospital-acquired complications for patients increased by 25% at hospitals after they were purchased.
Okay.
Apple Watch. If you're hoping to get your hands on the latest Apple Watch, it's now going to be a lot harder. President Joe Biden had to the end of Christmas Day to overturn a U.S. International Trade Commission ruling.
Which he could have.
That prevented the tech giant from selling the Apple Watch Series 9 and Apple Watch Ultra 2, among other new models, because they violated another company's patents. But the White House declined to intervene. Apple has already pulled the offending models from its website and physical store locations.
Well, what it did, it had to do with measuring, oxygen in your blood or something like that. That would belong to another. And I understand. The other companies spent a lot of money on the patent, and somehow Apple decided to put it into theirs. However, there's a lot more to it, I'm sure, because all we ever get to see, my friends, is those headlines and like one layer of the onion. So, okay. At 8 o'clock. We've got Dan Sloan coming in, who's running for supervisor, 2nd District, along with Suzanne Barrymore and Lisa, I got to get her name again. He's going to be in. He wanted to address some allegations that were made against him by a member of, public. So we'll see what that's up.
All right. Listen, I've got 4 tickets.
Oh, here we go.
What we love is that we do have a few more of these beautiful golden tickets. I call them golden tickets, whether anybody else calls them golden tickets. The reason I call them golden is because these are Redding Garden of Lights that are good for any night at any time. And we know
that. Is there anything about New Year's Eve?
I think that the New Year's Eve is its own price, but I'm going to check on that today because maybe it's just, after 9 is like a party.
I don't know what it is, but it's going to be children friendly. But
this says November 7th, okay, through January 7th. So we still have some wonderful days to go. Wednesday through Sunday, 5 to 9, good for any days except for 11/24, 12/24, and 12/31. All right, so you don't get to go New Year's Eve on this, but if you wanted to go the 2nd or the 3rd or the 4th, and if we've gone in the rain and it's still beautiful. It's still beautiful. So I'm going to give away 4 right now. You still may have family members in town. You still want to go do this. And again, it's open till the 7th of January. So give us a call at 530-605-4567 and go have fun at Turtle Bay's Garden of Lights with this extended season. There you go. Standing by for your call.
Got another minute. Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, if you want, we got 4 tickets for a family, and you're going to have a great time there. Oh, gosh. It is amazing. If you've ever wanted to see a million of anything,
right?
A million of anything, here's your chance to go see. 605-4567. I'm a little concerned.
Usually the calls come right in.
Yeah.
What,
do 2 or 3? Mm-hmm. I don't know. So,
do you think people are just like,
are they
it's
tired?
Raining,
it's
they're burnt out, Christmas,
Christmas?
I don't know, but,
when have we ever given away anything that people weren't calling?
I don't know.
Have we given, does everybody have a ticket already? Maybe everybody's seen it and said, I'm not going. These are 4 tickets.
Yeah, but we're going again.
To the end of it. Come on.
We are going again.
Yeah.
We are definitely going. We wanted to go on New Year's Eve.
We're going to use these
tickets.
Yeah, if you don't call, we're going to use these tickets.
So, anyway, it's It's going to be rainy this week, you know. Looks like we have
we
Thursday showers likely. With, okay.
We got to run. All when right. we get back, Dan Sloan will be our guest.
So, let me look at this.
The future of concealed carry belt is here. This is the tactical gun belt with ratcheting buckle from We the People.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Looks like our news didn't kick off.
That's okay. We're here at 8 o'clock in the morning here on KCNR.
Sue, get in there and start smacking those people.
All right. Well, you know what we did? The phone started ringing off the hook with all these tickets.
Yeah, it's good.
And there were a lot of moving parts that happened right before the break and the news and all the other stuff. Yeah. Hey, let's go to the weather. Showers and patchy fog today with a high of 51, overnight lows of 49. Thursday calls for showers likely with a high of 56, overnight lows of 48. You know what's great is that people were driving and then we have a 7-second delay. So they pulled over and they're like, okay. So
you and I were talking about, how come nobody, you know, this is the first time, and now we've gotten 36 calls.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, we gave away the tickets, okay? We've given them away. Don't call anymore.
They're
still calling. Okay. Do the weather.
I'll get the name in a minute and say who won it.
Why don't we do it just like we always do?
All right. Well,
welcome back to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio. See, we've been gone for 4 or 5 days. We have to be retrained. In this job. It's 8:04, almost 8:05 in the morning, and the news is always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center, Ben, Ben and Dana are in there,
hey,
and
good
Sue.
Morning.
All of them looking on production there, and we found out it was National Fruitcake Day.
Yeah.
And you know what? National Fruitcake Day could be every day, because we passed a fruitcake back and forth in our family for years. It traveled all over the world. It traveled, I think it made it once into a combat zone. I'm not sure, but I had to send it back because it was considered a biological weapon. So I had to send it back to my cousin, you know, and he took it with him to ranger school and carried it in his pack. And even the instructors at that point said, I'm sorry, you cannot carry this in your pack at ranger school. So it was National Fruitcake Day. Now, I'm sure there's fruitcake out there that is delectable, but you've never had the one my mom made. It was.
I wonder where it is now.
You know what? It is probably still traveling.
Preserved.
It's probably, you know what? Who knows? It's been handed down through generations. I'm not even sure. Maybe my grandson Michael has it, which explains why he stays up in his room. He probably sits there and he looks at it. Oh,
yeah,
no,
it could
no,
be. Could Michael. Be nibbling on it. Who knows?
No, hey. No, Michael, do not touch that cake.
Showers and patchy fog. Let's start off with our weather once again with our high of 51. Temperatures today, it looks like we may have wind gusts up at 21 miles per hour today, so just be careful of that. But we do have 100% chance of rain, and that's all there is about that. Overnight lows of 49. Tomorrow calls for 56 and showers once again with overnight lows of 48. Friday showers, 58. Overnight lows of 48. And Saturday, not much changing. Showers once again with a high of 55. Overnight lows of 45. 50. On Sunday, 55 as well, and that's New Year's Day. Slight chance of showers. It's mostly sunny with a high, with a near 57. There's a little bit of a forecast. We know that we've just got, you look outside, it's just kind of, you know, dim, a little bit of dim, kind of low clouds covering up with, not very much light. But the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, located in Anderson. Our friends with A give senior and veteran discounts. Always bringing us the weather report, 365-3793.
Veteran owned, locally owned. I love these people. Hey, Ben, are you there? Ben, are you listening?
Hi.
Good morning.
Oh, that's
yeah,
all right.
You know, keep those on, buddy, because I need to talk to you and Dana. Keep those on because our mics were open during the break. So make sure those mics are turned off, because
I know,
you never can tell what you're going to
yeah,
hear.
Oh, my God.
You got it? All right.
Sorry,
I'm serious as
that.
A heart attack about that one, buddy.
Well, okay. You know what happened is we gave away tickets. The phone didn't ring, and all of a sudden it started to ring off the hook, and there were a lot of moving parts there. And, you know, one of the things we should never do is right before we take a break, because there's all these moving buttons.
And our producer,
we're never too old to learn new ways.
Well, but you know what? It was 2 minutes out, and I figured we'd give them away in the next 10 seconds.
Yeah.
Anyway. Okay.
So there we go.
Watch those open mics. You can't, nobody, you know, things that come out of my mouth during breaks are just, I revert back to Marine. So I have a tendency to describe things with one special word. Hey, we are here with Dan Sloan, who is running for Supervisor 2nd District.
Dan's got a smile on his
two.
Face because he has no open mics here, buddy.
Hey,
good morning, Dan.
Open mic radio.
Yeah.
Dan is here. But, you know, I had him scheduled for before then. And as I would for, I will for Laura Hobbs and Suzanne Barrymore. Y'all come on, just give me a call and we'll get you on. There was an email sent out by some people that, well, Rich Gallardo sent it out, and I got that, and I will read portions of this. Well, I'll read the, you know. And it says, it's dated December 19th, 2023.
No, that's
not, no, it's downloaded. Okay, it's dated 3 April 2009. A Reading man was arrested on suspicion of DUI Thursday afternoon after he ran from an officer. Daniel Sloan was pulled over by a California Highway Patrol officer about 1 p.m. on Airport Road near blah, 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 blah. Sloan ran from his car after stopping and was captured soon afterwards. Okay. Was that you?
You know, it's laughable if it weren't serious. And it's laughable because I never got out of my car. You know, the thing is, when you run for office, and I did some contemplation, self-reflection before I did.
Sure.
Spoke to my employer, spoke to my mother and my brother and said, hey, you know, I can take the heat. I've been in places around the world that most people have never been to and done things that most people will never even contemplate. So to me, this is nothing. These issues like this, when they do come up, I hit them head on, just like I'm doing this morning, being here with you, because there is an explanation, and I feel that we all have that constitutional right to have our voices heard when somebody makes accusations against you. You don't have that in other areas of the world. We do have that here, and we've got a great First Amendment right to do that. So I wish that this were not on there, obviously, in the record searchlight, because it was incorrect when it was reported. It was incorrect then, and it's incorrect now. I have no way to remove it. I've asked them to do so. I guess I'll just have to get a hold of an attorney and see if they can remove it, put it in hiding. But it doesn't really matter now. But I was going through a very difficult time, going through a divorce, and obviously there's half the people usually in a community that are going through divorces, so you don't want stuff spilled about what's going on at home and your family life and kids and all
private.
That stuff. Private stuff. But we did go through a divorce, my wife and I, and she had her problems and I had mine. And on this particular day, I had two beers. This happened at 1 p.m. At lunch. And I think most men on a Saturday or at a game or anything else would have that many. And was driving my vehicle. I think I might have picked up my phone and got pulled over. So when I got pulled over, I think the phone was actually a phone call from my attorney and for the divorce attorney. So there was panic. My now ex jumped out of the car, told a big story about somebody else that was in the car and that had run off. So they called a helicopter. The helicopter came out, looked all over. The police came up to her and said, look, you work for the state. She works for the state of California. So they got cameras. We looked you up. We know your work. We're going to go get the cameras. We're going to see where you were at, who was in the car. All of a sudden, she blames it on me. So they checked me for sobriety. The test is 0.08 or greater. I was less than 0.04. Okay? So they haul me off because of, the wet and sloppy or whatever you want to call it. I go to court. They charged me with like five different crimes, which was ridiculous at the time, and it was way overcharged on jaywalking or something, basic stuff. And I had to actually plead to one of them, which is my phone, cell phone, the 0.04 or less for driving with that. And later on, I looked at it and I said, this whole story here is just so untrue. I made a mistake and I take accountability for everything I do like I'm doing today, like I said, and I hit things head on. But it was wrong. So I went back to court, explained to the judge what happened. He agreed with me and said, this is not right. It's not fair for you to have this on your record. And he expunged my record. Now, I was on the phone last night speaking with my attorney and asking him, what would you advise? I'm going to come on here. He said, just tell the truth, just like I just did.
So your ex was in the car with you.
Right.
Okay. And so when the police pulled you over, she got out and said somebody got out of the car.
Pablo or somebody like that.
Was there anybody else in the car with
you?
No. So
it wasn't
you they were searching for, according to this. It was somebody else. And then she said you were drunk and she was scared.
Right. She was drunk. I was drunk and she was scared. So they tested that.
I don't know. You haven't talked about it.
You're accurate. Yeah. That's what happened. So I got blamed for this. And it's like, here I am going through a very challenging time in my life, stuff I don't really talk about. I don't talk about her. That was 14 years ago, and people rarely hear me speak about my ex, because we each had our own problems. That's why we got divorced. when this stuff comes out, and it's obvious that this story is false, it was a fraud, it's kind of funny because the sign-up's due for a Republican meeting.
Well, the story itself from the paper, based on facts they got from the police, from Kurt Hoyer, was the...
I think they may have got a story, but they got it wrong.
Okay, well, and that happens. We all know that.
Unfortunately, I pay the price for them getting
it
wrong.
But, yeah, it was expunged from your record.
Correct. So I asked my attorney last night, check it out. He checked it out. I have nothing on my record except restraining orders that I put against my ex, and then she had some against me during our divorce. And the attorneys advised us to do that. So when we have ex parte, you know, TROs and all that stuff that Terry Raposa is throwing out there and Rich Gallardo and Rally Sally, all of this stuff's coming out because they're doing what's called opposition research. And I knew that this would happen. I sat down with my committee, my campaign committee, and I said, here's what's going to happen. And I said, they're going to do this, and we need to be prepared.
Okay, so we have to take a break, and we're here with Dan Sloan. And what we appreciate is... You know, you're running for office, and we're going to have a lot of this he said, she said.
Literally.
You've been literally. So you've been cleared, and you said your piece. So let's talk about you running for office when we come back.
Sure. I'd love to.
And this portion of the show brought to you by PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging announces the Home Fall Prevention Program that we've been talking about now for 3 months, maybe four. It's a no-cost program, and the whole mission, it's no cost to the people in the program. And it's they do it by grants. The whole idea is to reduce the number of serious falls suffered at home by older adults and persons with disabilities. They come in, take a look at your house, put in grab rails, other things that help you get it through, be able to stay in your home longer. If you're interested in this, give them a call at 530-842-1687. And we'll be right back with Dan Sloan.
Country roads, take me home to the place I belong, West Virginia.
The versatile Kubota VX Series subcompact tractor does it all. Switching attachments is simple, and a smooth hydrostatic transmission makes for easy operation. The Kubota VX Series, rated number one in durability and owner experience. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Hi, this is Chelsea with NorCal Tractor and Equipment. You do it all, we do it local.
This holiday season, join the all-new tradition of lights and festivities for the entire family at Redding Garden of Lights.
Taking place November 17th through January 7th at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens.
At the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Explore over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens featuring over 1 million lights. Plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more.
Redding Garden of Lights, presented by Mercy Medical Center, Redding.
Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
The seasons are changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity and reliability of your vehicle depends on you to make sure your oil, radiator coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems have all been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Maintain your car warranty with our service while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Stop into a Premier Oil Change near you today. Visit us in Palisadro, in the Holiday Shopping Center, or in Redding, on Lake Boulevard, near Waterworks Park, and Anderson, across from Roundtable Pizza. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Thank you.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years' experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Life could be a dream. Life could be a dream. Do-do-do-do-shaboom.
Life could be a dream. Shaboom. If I could take you up in paradise up above.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. 20 in the morning here on the 27th of December. We're losing 2023 minute by minute. And this portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Shasta Regional Medical Center is on the cusp. It's on the cusp and is leading in technology and the things that they're doing over there. New procedures, TAVR valve replacement, new Guardian system. They are there providing healthcare at state of the art that you don't have to travel down to the Southern California or Sacramento or any place. You can get it all right there at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. We're here with Dan Sloan, and we have callers, but just hang on until I finish up what I'm talking with Dan, and we'll get you on. Dan, you're running for Supervisor 2nd District. Tim Garman's not running for for a variety of reasons, I guess, but one of them is you can't find a place to live. So housing, and I've been, you know, when you travel, you get these other viewpoints of people coming in. As an example, in Albuquerque, New Mexico, they built all this this housing for homeless. But because you couldn't use drugs and they had a couple of rules, it's only 40% occupied. It's not saying that some people aren't using it to use it as that boost to get out to to get out of being homeless and moving on to something else, but it's only 40% occupied. We have a homeless problem here. It's mainly in the city, but your thoughts on how do you handle this quality of life homeless issue? And what can the county do?
That's a fantastic question. It's one of the pillars of my platform that I'm running on. Many people know that I'm on the board at the Good News Rescue Mission, been on there for years. I'm the treasurer there and just extremely proud of what we have done as a community. I'm involved with going to other events like the Empire and others out there. So I know this issue very well. It's not something I'm a Johnny come lately to, new to, like some of my opponents. It's something I've been involved in at a very deep level, financially as well as with on the ground. So we just had a lot of events just recently because of Christmas, Thanksgiving, and lots of gift giving and other things for the homeless. So I know they're there, and I think all you have to do is drive down the street. And last time I was here, there was some stuff out here on the sidewalk in front of your station. So, we had to step over.
But oh, really?
Yeah.
Ugh.
So, it's a big complaint. It's something I hear from retailers, just the public. You know, we've got these problems. There are people that are wandering the streets that look like they're zombies. Those are their words, and I see them as people that are in desperate need of some kind of help. And how do we get them off the street and get them into a program? Some are mentally ill. Some are addicted to alcohol. Some are addicted to drugs. Some are abused. Some are just homeless because they've lost their ability to get a house right now or an apartment. You got to pay first, last, or whatever it is. You know, the deposits are just really high. Thousands and thousands of dollars these people don't have. So it's a complex issue. You don't come to it with saying it's all cookie cutter. We're just going to deny people the opportunity to live in our city and just push them to the next city. And that's what I hear some people saying. And to me, that's offensive, because when I have lived in locations, maybe not in Reading, but people will take their homeless and shove them over into the county or the city next to them. And I don't like them having them drop them off at my door. You know, if you've got a problem in your city, if San Francisco has a problem there, deal with the problem. Don't send them up to Reading, right? Up to Shasta County. So I want to deal with the problems. I'm very conservative in my views. I'm the Shasta County GOP chair. Just from the office I hold, I was appointed and elected to it by the committee. It tells you my values. They're conservative in social and physical manners. So something that has happened in recent legislation is SB 43. You may have heard of it, which is the care court and conservatorship.
I was surprised that one even got saw the light, because what it's saying is, if I understand this mm-hmm. right, is you can take people and force them into mental institutions.
Right, and a lot of conservatives, and conservatorship,
my friends.
Right. But as a conservative, political conservative, I have a lot of people that come to me and say, gosh, I don't think I agree with all of that. What if they do that with veterans? Or what if they do it with particular groups of people? I'm not talking about going back to 1950, 60, 70 era lobotomy, straitjackets, and drugs, you know, to keep people, out of their mind and in an institution. But we have to have law enforcement, and this all dovetails into multiple issues, which is crime, drug abuse, the health and safety issues. There's so much to it. But we have that program coupled with another program called At Home. And you may have heard of that. And it's actually an acronym. Stands for Accountability, Transparency, Housing. Make sure I get this right. Outreach, Mitigation, and Economic Opportunity. It's an acronym for that. And it's a program to where multi-jurisdictional entities come together. And we've done that and you may have seen it in the news recently, where we have Reading, Shasta, City of Shasta Lake, if I'm saying that properly, and Anderson, as well as the County of Shasta. And it's the California counties that came together and have created, or through the state, have created this program At Home. So it's a state program, essentially, through the counties. And it comes down to our county, and through the City of Reading, we've been able to have actually 20 different people on that. We have Anderson, Reading, and City with city managers. But anyway, all of this came together with these 20 people on this committee who are now and have now approved unanimously, just like the vote for SB 43. Those who voted, it was 100% that voted yes on that, to do something. And we're using our funds that are coming from the state, the grant funds, about an $8 million grant that just came to the city. About $3 million of that, $3 million, I got the...
That's okay.
Actually, I got it right in front of me.
What's the bottom line on this?
The report on it. Is we've got $3 million coming in for a daycare center, resource center, and then another $700,000 to help pay for some of the other stuff that's on this list, like outreach and other things. So it's an opportunity for us to say, what we're doing now isn't working. Just letting people wander the streets doing drugs and feces on the sidewalk and all the other problems it creates, law enforcement, the jail. You know, we finally got the floor open on that. We've got to get something done. And the way to do that is to be the most efficient possible. So we've got all five county supervisors voted unanimously, yes, let's do this. The city council recently voted yes to do this. And we're moving forward. We purchased, as the treasurer and on the board of the mission, we put in a building into escrow a while back. It looks like that building's been approved, and we're moving along with it. So we're going to try to get these people into, and like I said, they're all different. They suffer from different maladies, to diagnose and then give a prognosis to where they're at. If they need to be locked down, that's the last thing we want to do. But if we have people that are a danger to themselves and others, I don't want them walking into my house, doing a forced entry. I don't want them stopping me at my family in my car and robbing me or doing other things to get drugs or whatever they do. Not all of them are in that position, but I want to stop the crime, and I want to be compassionate in the care that we give people. Seeing people that are a month away from death walking in front of your car at a light because they're in a drunken or drugged out stupor is not compassionate. They're okay. A danger to themselves and a danger to others.
Okay. Terry, good morning. Hello, Terry.
Yeah, you know, Dan, I don't know how you think you can just talk about somebody. I have never put anything out on an email or anything else about you. I don't like you saying those things about me, especially my wife. She's never done anything like that.
I've got it in front of me. I'm showing it to Carl
Dan,
right now.
Do you mind if I just...
No, I'm just telling you. I've got it right in front of me. You're not telling the truth. You're not telling the truth. You're not telling the truth.
And you, pardon me?
You're not telling the truth.
Oh, yeah, I am telling the truth.
I've got it right in front of me.
I received that email like Carl did, and I passed it to one person.
Okay, then you're not telling the truth. You passed it to one person.
I passed it to that one person.
Who?
I tried to rally
Who did you pass it to?
That was what was on the...
Who did you pass it to?
And what it was for...
Who did you pass it to?
It was for... Excuse me, Dan. I'm not trying to interrupt you.
Okay.
And tell
you
what,
this was for something to pass along to someone
okay.
to let them know that this was going out and around. With
okay.
nothing on that email, you're saying I'm around sending things out about you, or I'm doing things. I'm not even on Facebook. How dare you?
Okay.
Go ahead. Over. What's your response?
You get your response, and then we have to break.
He recently asked people to take signs down of mine to help his candidate, which is Laura Hobbs. He's not telling the truth.
I recently asked people, and you, okay, so let's say that I talked to somebody and they asked me who I would vote for, and I said, at this point, I'm not sure, but it's, I like the stuff that Laura Hobbs has been doing when it comes to protecting our vote. And if somebody is going to make a decision, they make a decision, Dan. I can't, I've never even heard this from a candidate.
If you're not going to tell the truth, I'm going to call you on it.
Pardon me?
If you're not going to call the truth, I'm going to call
you on it. I tell
you
what, this is turning into a he said, she said, so, or he said, he said.
Well,
so.
The whole point is that I haven't put anything out in public, so, you know,
okay.
there's nothing out there as far as emails or anything like that. I'm allowed with my First Amendment to vote for who I would want to, and you certainly changed my vote and probably a lot of people on this program.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks, Terry. Okay. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. You know? I went there right before Christmas. Had another great haircut because Cypress Square Barbershop gives me the best haircuts. I've never had a bad haircut there in 16 years. I love this place. It's veteran-owned. It's locally-owned. It's locally-operated. It's right off of Athens Avenue. It's across the parking lot from Lucky Miller's, another great locally-owned place to go to. And they have discounts for seniors and veterans, a veteran-owned business. You can work, get an appointment at 530-244-9478, or you can just drop by. And if it's open, you get a great haircut. It is not a styling salon. It's a barbershop. Man's last stronghold. Cypress Square Barbershop.
I wonder how many times you've been had, and I wonder how many plans have gone bad. I wonder how many times you had sex, and I wonder, do you know who'll be next?
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
As part of Operation Holiday Salute, Reading Kia would like to express our gratitude to our veterans and those currently serving our country. Since 2006, Reading Kia has striven to be the premier auto dealership in the North State. There's always military incentive rebates on all new 2023 and 2024 Kias at Reading Kia. Test drive a new 2024 Kia Telluride today. Reading Kia, home of the 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. 418 East Cypress Avenue, ReadingKia.com.
Christmas lights do more than glitter and glow. They represent a gift of love given a long time ago. This holiday season, join Historic Haws Farms on a magical journey through Lights on the Farm, presented by the award-winning light designers at Redding Lights. Climb aboard Haws Express Railways or travel by country-covered wagons through a spectacular, interactive holiday light show where childhood memories and family traditions come alive. Enjoy a simple country Christmas with cocoa, candy apples, carolers, and a visit with Santa. And as a very special gift from Greg and Cola Haws, every Thursday night, children 12 and under are free, with special discount pricing for seniors and veterans every Sunday. It's the Haws family way of saying thank you and Merry Christmas. Limited tickets are available, so hurry. Reserve your tickets today at historichawsfarms.com and make a memory. Start a new tradition with your family at Historic Haws Farms Lights on the Farm, where they've been celebrating the holidays for over 150 years.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wing Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
When you said goodbye, ain't that a shame? I still feel that rain.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, with Carl and DeBott. Today, the 27th of December, 8:36 in the morning, 47 degrees, and it's going to be raining today, my friends. The weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a veteran-owned business, family-owned, locally-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Give them a call, 365-3793. I want to remind everybody that the 2024 Shasta Trinity Unit for the Backcountry Horsemen of California is going to occur on January 20th. It's a great little party. And all the profits go to Trails and Education in Shasta, Trinity, and Tehama counties. And they're the ones that go out there and clear the trails, make sure people can use them. They deliver fish up to the lakes. So our fishermen, when you go back into some of those backcountry lakes, will have a, get a full creel of fish. So they do a lot of great things. It's going to be at the Sons and Daughters of Italy Hall on Cedars Road, and it's going to be, like I said, January 20th. And for more information, call Larry at 530-526-0590 or go to Facebook under Shasta Trinity Backcountry Horsemen of California. Our guest is Dan Sloan, and he's running for Supervisor 2nd District. You know, now that we've got that third floor open on the jail, I haven't heard too much about the jail, the new jail, the new proposed jail since then. We obviously need a new jail. We obviously need more space. So what are your thoughts about this new jail?
Gosh, you know, we really need that and desperately need it. And I I believe people need their due process rights, just as the last segment had shown. You know, you can be accused of things and be locked up for things that aren't just. But in a lot of cases, I'm also very pro law enforcement and for law and order. That's what I stand for. I teach down at Pepperdine, down at the law school as an adjunct, and I was born in this community and love the fact that we have this rural community.
And what do you teach?
You know, I teach a lot of economics, business. I teach down at the Strauss Institute for Dispute Resolution. ADR is what they call it. It's an alternative dispute resolution. Most people call me, I'm very affable. Your last caller just accused me of being too affable.
Do you have a law degree?
I do not have a law degree. I have a doctoral degree and many different master's degrees and a couple of bachelor's degrees. I'm overeducated, probably one of the most highly educated people in the community, but don't hold that against me.
Okay. And so, you know, let's just talk a little bit about, you know, people are going to say things and they're going to do things to get your goat, whatever that is. I'm not naming names. I'm not blaming anybody, but we've had that happen with us being business owners. Carl slides off his back, but it's hurt me deeply.
Yeah.
Because, you know, maybe we like people to like us and want us, and we want to do a good job and hopefully, you know, feel like we're doing the right thing. So what made you decide to run for office?
You know, it's like I said, I teach out at Simpson University as well. I'm the director of the MBA program. I created it, as well as the MAOL, revised that. And then I'm the chairman of the business program there. I wear a lot of different hats. I'm the chair of the faculty personnel committee, hiring people. So I get to see a lot of people that come into our community. I'm a Christian, and for the last 14 years, I've been single and been around the world doing all kinds of interesting, incredible stuff. Came back to Reading after spending some time working with the Department of State in China and in Laos, in very communist, socialist areas of the world. And I was kind of shocked at what I found in our community here. You know, over about a decade or a little less that I was gone 5 years ago. So I just got an award for 5 years back at Simpson, by the way. So I've been here for that long. It was shocking to me that we don't have better control. The state of California was a big part of it, bringing the problems. You know, the supermajority there is impacted all the counties, all the cities in our state. But I think I can make a big difference. I was offered an opportunity to be backed by people and organizations to run for Senate, for the state Senate, and then for Assembly. But I chose the county because I love Shasta County. That's where I was born. And
you have more impact here.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't care if you're a water walker. You go down to Sacramento, and you might as well have your dog go down there and vote, because if they don't want it, they'll take your bills, they'll gut them, put their own stuff in there. You have much more of an impact here, not you, but any elected office at the local offices. Dan, with the state, I ask this to every one of them. The state's attacking the Second Amendment. If they attacked the First Amendment like they did the Second Amendment, the world would be outraged, and they should be anyway. They were putting limits, trying to put limits on who could be instructors, you know, and, you know, everything. Right. Where you can have a concealed carry firearm. What is your stance on the Second Amendment?
I love the Second Amendment. I heard you speaking earlier about the Chinese that were coming across the border, 25,000 military age. And you know what? I lived in China. I'm one of the few people that's actually been at the level I've been at there that lives in Reading. And I've asked the Chinese how many people have shot a gun, and all of them raised their hand because it's compulsory, you know, the military service.
Yeah, military service.
So you can no doubt know that these people can shoot a weapon if they're Chinese, they're Chinese nationals coming to the United States. Our people here, I grew up in Reading and high school, and I took my shotgun 410 to school with me. And we would go off Clear Creek Road or out to Walker Mine Road, where my father had a mining claim, and shoot snakes. And I got one of my first 3 points out there off Walker Mine Road. long time ago, different world than what we live in today. But so I just bought another gun. I'm getting my CCW on Saturday before the end of the year.
That's a good idea. Because otherwise, next year it starts, they double everything.
Right.
Not the price, but they double all the, from 8 hours to 16 and from 4 to 8. What's your opinion on, semi-automatic firearms, rifles?
I love it. Okay. I've got them.
You know. Should they be restricted?
I don't believe so. I don't know how that's going to impact, impact owners of guns no more and are more cautious, in my view, than anyone else. We know what they'll do, and I am super secure with my weapons.
Okay.
So I have no problem with it.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. It's 8:45 in the morning here on the 27th. It's 47 degrees. It's going to be raining today, and we will be right back.
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Tiger and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG-guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no-side-effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult-to-treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by. Get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Reading.
Hi, friends. RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing up this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Casa 1910. If you've been curious, perhaps even tempted, to try a Mexican puro, this is get an absolute pleasure to smoke, and honestly, one of my all-time top tens, the Casa 1910. Get yours today, Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson has teamed up with KCNR for Operation Holiday Salute to thank our veterans and those currently serving in the military for their service. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage features one-of-a-kind decorations, ornaments, wreaths, and garlands, vintage glassware and table settings, paintings, jewelry, sports memorabilia, and collectibles along with toys and treasures in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273. Open Wednesday through Saturday, 10 to 6, Sunday, noon to 5, and Monday, 10 to 6.
Happy holidays from our Home Helpers family to yours. At Home Helpers, we are proud to help your loved ones celebrate this holiday season from the safety and comfort of their own homes. We are equally proud of the men and women who can't be with us. To the bravest among us, far from home serving our country this holiday season, to all members of the military in all branches, past and present, and those who made the ultimate sacrifice. With respect, gratitude, and love, we thank you. Happy holidays from all of us at Home Helpers. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love brings you home.
Hey, oh,
And good morning and welcome to our Wednesday edition here at KCNR. 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. This is Your Talk Radio with Carl and Linda Bott.
Yeah, looking you can go on.
And we've had winners. Come get your tickets before noon. It's raining out right now.
Well, it's supposed to. We've been talking about it.
Yeah.
Wow, so we were right. Our weather report was right. 8:48 in the morning here, and good morning. Tomorrow, Trish is going to join me, I think. And, gosh, you know what?
What?
It's going to be Trish and me for 2 hours. You know, I may get a guest today. Come on in. Our guest today is Dan Sloan, running for Board of Supervisors, 2nd District. And it's been, we've talked about his article in the paper about the DUI, what happened and all that, and restraining orders on both sides. And, you know, if anybody's gone through a divorce, those things can happen. I wasn't there, and I'm just going by what he says and what's in the paper. Now we're talking about issues facing Shasta County. Bruce, good morning. Hello, Bruce. I'm sorry. Linda just poked me in the eye and said to somebody called.
Yeah, we've got to call a Bruce. You have
Bruce,
a question for our guest or a comment.
Yes, a quick question. You were talking about the Second Amendment. As you may know, the sheriff is opposed to open carry of handguns and long guns, obviously. What is your position on open carry? I think it's clear in the Constitution, but what's your position on open carry?
Okay,
thank
Bruce.
You.
Thank you. I'm fine with it. I don't see any problem with it. I don't think that I don't want to encourage people to violate the law and go to jail, but I'm okay with it. So
If it was done, the only problem with it, Bruce, and you know this, is if Shasta County okays, as soon as you drive across the bridge, you got to take it off.
Right.
Which is one of the other reasons there's so many problems. Thanks, Bruce. Two big things here. One, the windmills, the wind towers. Voted down by the county board, voted down by the board of supervisors, the state of California, as it has done on other things, including, you know, the voting, passed a law that says now the state can okay these renewable assets. What do you do? I know the county has written a letter, but what is your stance on this?
Gosh, you know, I don't want them. I think that we've got other issues that are far more pressing, and this is just going to cause a lot of problems for us. We've got 19 miles of roadway that they're going to have to repave, another 19 miles that they're going to have new roads. I just went down to the Gaia. They had a public meeting down there. It was like 8 hours long. It was a really long meeting. And there were a lot of people there. We had Mary Rickert from the county, and I think Kevin Cry was there. I saw Chris there. Patrick got up and spoke. It was while he was still the board chair. So Mary spoke, and then Patrick spoke, and the tribes all spoke, the Pitt River tribe, as well as our local tribe here, Rancheria. And every person there was in opposition to this thing for various reasons, and all very good reasons. I don't know why they think they can just come in here and put stuff in our backyard. Now, that's just one of three big issues. We got AB 2582, which the governor said we're going to take away your right to recall somebody and appoint somebody or elect somebody else, essentially, to take it if that happens.
If you're recalled, we can't select our own rep. He will.
And then AB 969, which was another issue with the voting booths. So, you know, they're coming in a little bit at a time, and I think – you know, we're a local community that cares about our culture and our heritage. Like I said, when I was growing up here, it was an entirely different culture. And I know things change, technology changes, people change. But, you know, people move here because they want an atmosphere, and that atmosphere includes the environment. We love the community, we love the environment, and we want to protect it. And when you bring in these huge windmills and make it look ugly out there and all the wind and fire hazards and all the things that they went through there at the meeting. I'm just hoping and praying that the tribe, the Pitt River tribe, along with all of the other constituents out here, can group together and find a way to prevent this from happening.
Okay. For the first time in 100-something years, the Acid Canal last year did not have water. What can the county do to assure that doesn't happen, or at least try to assure it doesn't happen, because state does anything they want?
Right, and it's another issue. It's another state and actually federal. I actually went to a breakfast, and I actually turned into a breakfast at early in the morning until lunch in the afternoon, talking about this particular issue as part of a longer conversation. But, yeah, the issue with the acid canal and what happened there, we had a drought, and it's very normal to have droughts in California. We have them regularly. I remember back in 77 or 78, 9 or somewhere in that area, we had the worst drought in terms of the lake level. The lake was the lowest since it had been built. And the very next year it was full. And I remember that happening at a leadership reading conference that I was at. I was in that program. Mm-hmm. We had the same thing. The lake was at a very low level, and the very next year it was full. We can't control the weather. We know we're going to have drought years. And it's my understanding that, state as well as the feds put some legislation in it's called WIN, and it's a water, improvement project, or network that they put together, mm-hmm. as well as with the state of California through the Department of Water Resources. There's 133 different, water districts that are part of this, Sacramento River program, and we are one of them. Acid Canal is one of those, and as that, we have to take regulations that come from Sacramento and from the feds, and those improvement projects that are coming through have grant funding available to them. I was looking at it this morning, early this morning. It'd be great to be able to take some of those funds that are aimed at improving an old canal and improving it so that it'll be upgraded. Now, there's all kinds of talk about hundreds of millions of dollars. I don't see that happening. We need a new jail. We need all kinds of other things happening. But at the same time, when we have consecutive years of drought, they're able to, on the first year, to bring it down to 75% of the allotment. The second year, 75%. The third year, it's my understanding that they can take it down as low as they need to. And it depends on the water coming out of the pumps in the Sacramento River.
Yeah.
And when that happened, it was at 18%. It dropped all the way down. And, you know, when that happens, you're looking at the inability to even put enough water in the canal to get it through town. And that's what happened. And unfortunately, you know, that it was, you know, issues of were we prepared enough? I don't know. You know, we have to look into that. Is it a case of where the issues were natural in cause, and we just didn't have the water because of the drought situation we have? And, you know, what ended up happening is the water was sold, and then there were some hard feelings about that.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know,
a lot of hard feelings about that.
Yeah. And what I'm into, and that's why I'm here, like I said, I'm very proactive, and I do a lot of research. I ask people all kinds of questions. You'll see me sitting with people that totally disagree with my political perspective because I want to know what they think. And I want to know what people think on this issue as well as others so that we can find a solution, a sustainable solution.
Okay. We got like a minute and a half left. Why should people vote for Dan Sloan?
Well, you've heard of some of the reasons earlier. I am a very affable, amicable guy. If you ask people about me, they'll tell you that I'm very, very easy to work with. Love what I do. Obviously, I can make a lot more money living elsewhere in the world, and I can move to anywhere in the world at the drop of a hat. I have all kinds of opportunities, but I love it here. Born here. I know the issues. I know the people. I've got relatives. Kenyon Drive is named after my great-grandma and Grandpa Kenyon. 1939, they came out. I care about the community and will make sure that things happen. I have an academic degree that is applied, meaning that I'm not just somebody's theoretical. I get stuff done, and I'm outcome-driven. When I set a goal, I want to achieve that goal, and I want quantifiable standards in order to meet that. So you're going to find somebody who's going to fight for you, but fight for you in the right ways. We're not going to do anything that's going to cause problems. I'm the chairman of the GOP here locally, as well as Tehama and Glynn counties. I'm on the executive committee with the state, the GOP. I have a lot of influence and have a lot of insight and knowledge of what's going on the statewide and international basis. And I know that there's going to be, you know, discussion of jurisdictions, just which we did with the water and other things. But if you go to my website, which is electdansloan.com, or if you go to my Facebook, Facebook's probably going to give you a better representation of who I am and what I do, because I put videos on there. Like I said, I don't just talk about the issues, I do them. And that's what you're going to find there on Dan Sloan for Shasta County Supervisor District 2. If you go there or go to my website, you'll find the icon with the F, meaning Facebook, and click on that, and it'll take you right to it. You'll see my signs everywhere around town as well. So
okay.
Let me know if you want one.
All right. Thank you very much, Daniel Sloan,
hey,
who's
thank you
running
so much.
For Supervisor 2nd District. Of course, Suzanne and Laura, Wynn, everybody that's running is going to be on a lot here in the next couple months because the March election is quickly coming in front of us.
We just had Wynn on the other day.
Well, yeah, we had Wynn on the other day, but now, you know, Corky Harmon, I understand, is running in mayor.
Right.
We'll get Mary Rickert back, too. Anyway, everybody, have a great day, and God bless America.
Awesome. Thank you.
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't back down. You.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.